Remember how we spent a lot of time on Friday in 1 John about what the witness of God versus the witness of men. The witness of God is, there are three that bear record in heaven and there are three that bear record in the earth. And it says in verse 9, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. Now, that is the predicate which overcomes all of the crap that happened to us as kids, as children. Because we can now, if you hear, if you have ears to hear, then you can hear the witness of God. That the gift of God is eternal life, that you've been perfected by one offering. And so all of the witnesses of men, parents, teachers, bullies. I think I was a bully.
Yeah, I think we can.
Huh?
We determined
we can all agree.
Yeah.
Amen.
We can all agree.
I can't be a victim. I want to be a victim.
How about being a victimizer?
No, I just want to be a victim for a while. No, I mean, but the point of it is the witness of God is greater than any of those psychological games or predicates of your personality or anomalies in your genetic makeup. The witness of God is greater if you can hear. You've been perfected by one offering. You own all things. You need nothing. Now, again, the reason that people hear the witness of men instead of the witness of God is because, in the infamous words of George Santa, you just don't believe. That's it. You just don't believe. You're just pitiful. Is that what you say? I say you say that. Yeah.
She has said this.
No, but think of the especially. I can't imagine what must go on in a marriage since I've never experienced that joyous sacrament. But how many times you must... What?
Pity the wife.
What'd you say, John? I didn't hear what you said, John.
You were being sarcastic relative to marriage.
I was sarcastic?
Yeah, definitely.
It's dripping.
Dripping with sarcasm?
There is presence.
But, that's... What?
Very expressive. There is princess.
Oh yeah, princess.
She felt the abuse.
This isn't turning out the way I thought it would.
This is not where you're going.
No, but if you receive the witness of men for an instant or a dog, the witness of God is greater, so that nothing can trouble the waters.
You know, witness is Christ.
It's finished.
It is finished.
And it's perfect. It's exactly. And the whole, you know, I saw when I said last night about the loudness of Pete's violin, his countenance changed. And I didn't feel like saying anything. But the witness of God is greater than the witness of men. And it's always that way in every stimulus. You think you have a need, you think you have a desire, you think you have a problem, the witness of God is greater. And that becomes the way of life, not just a periodic help to you. I mean, it's always there. The witness of God is always greater.
Yeah, I was thinking of it. It's more than just, you know, the opinions. It's like a court of law type. We're deciding what is fact and what is real. The witness of God about reality is the final say that, you know, obviates all those other things going on in your head.
I remember once in Bananas where I asked Ed Housewright to sit down and write what he thought about everybody And it was pretty damaging to all of us. But the witness of God is greater. Now, what is important about doing something like that is so that you can be free, you as the one with the opinions can be free of it, to see that the witness of God is greater than your opinions that may be negative about somebody else. But in fellowship, in mystery of the community, the witness of God is always greater. So that you're not tortured by your own opinions thinking you shouldn't have them. Am I communicating what I mean? But if you have a standard of behavior that defines how you should think about somebody, especially if you're among the extremely few that their program is conflict avoidance, what happens when your program, when your core program is conflict avoidance, then you retain the negative thing you thought about the person, and what will happen, I promise you, unless that comes out, is that you will begin to respond to that person as if that person had responded negatively to you about your opinion. And so that's why it's so critical to understand that always, no matter what it is, if you receive the witness of men, including all these men in your Sanhedrin, the witness of God is always greater. And you can then start having a free flow between people. I mean, there's nobody here that doesn't know what I think of them. But somehow it still works. I think.
If you were to think so.
But because what I think is not important, because the witness of God is greater.
Yeah, that's great that it works both ways. It's what you're thinking about yourself and what you're thinking about other people. The witness of God trumps everything else in
you. Right, and that's what gives you freedom. That's what gives you the power to be instead of trying to be.
Like what Paul said, it's a small thing that I would be judged of you.
I judge not my own self.
Between
being and what?
Observing.
Oh, yeah. I hate observers, as you may have witnessed. That was a little
fun.
Harry would have gotten it. What?
God is the ultimate observer.
Yeah.
And if we submit to that, then we just be.
Right. And being.
Wow, that's, I was thinking of where it says God is the only judge in James, it's the same kind of deal. We try and become God by being an observer. I mean, that's what we're doing, There's only one, and so you can't do that.
It says if you judge your brother, you're judging the law. Now, how in the hell can that be? Well, it's because the law is spiritual. So the whole idea, no matter what it is, no matter what you're going through, I'll get this great need, what am I going to do? The witness of God is greater. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do about this. The witness of God is greater. And so it always, no matter what it is, it puts the subject away from you and on God. And that's what belief is. Remember we used to say, I'd write the thing on the board and say, whatever it is, I am worried about this, and you fill in here, or I'm concerned about that, and you fill it in, then change the subject of the sentence. God isn't worried about any of it, so why are you? So what I'm trying to get to you with, and this is so critical in how we conduct our lives, this witness of God is water, blood, and the Spirit. In the earth, it is always, that witness always says, it is perfect, it is finished, it is complete, the gift is eternal life, you've been perfected by one offering, you own all things. If you can't receive that, then you're going to wallow around in the mud for a time. But if you can receive it, at any time, at any point, you're free. Now the place that this is, In my observation, if you will, the place that this is most critically tested is in a marriage. You know what? Where it says that it's in pain. What is it saying? Let's go there a minute. Go to Genesis 3. I want to talk about that. This is a time. This is the one that you shouldn't miss, Gary. And unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrows and thy conception. In sorrow shall I bring forth children. It's not just the act, the birth. It's the whole process of raising the child. And what will happen then, and it says, in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. That's not a how-to or a what is. It's a what happens. Because it's, I promise you, in child rearing, the play, that'll be that there'll be more conflict between the man and the woman there than in anything else. And the idea that he shall rule over thee doesn't mean this is what you're going to do. It means that he will always be in a disagreement with the wife. Is this communicated? We'll have to spend some time in this because this defines. And this then is the type of the antagonism between Christ and the bride. And it always is there. So the purpose of the scripture, or how-tos, if you will, isn't how-to, it's to show this mystery of Christ and his bride. But the point is to always, whether you're the husband or the wife, to always come back to you to this central figure, central point. The witness of God is greater. The witness of God is greater. Now, the next place it's supposed to be where it is manifested, so there's honesty and completeness and openness, is in the Seder group. So you first, there's a total honesty between the husband and wife, then there's a total honesty with the Seder group, and then finally you just be wherever you are. But that's why the purpose of marriage isn't so you can have children or raise some more little. The purpose of marriage is to reveal the mystery. Not, oh no, it's easy to say you can. The purpose of marriage is because most marriages is to show you how not to do it, but that's not what it means. It's to show you all aspects of what the mystery is.
I've never heard of the antagonism between Christ and the bride.
It's total.
Is it on the part of the bride?
Yeah. Well, it's all the flesh lusteth against the spirit. And the spirit lusteth against the flesh, so you cannot do the things that you would. Again, to bring forth. Well, let's go back to 1 John. I want to show you something. It says it earlier.
To keep you from being individually, continuing other than, one thing.
Yeah, but
that's the struggle spiritually.
In verse 17, it answers your question. Herein is our love, in verse chapter 4, verse 17 of 1 John. Herein is our love made perfect, or here our love being perfected, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There's no fear in love. Now the point of it is, there's no place more certain that you will hate than in a marriage, because the purpose of it is antagonism. That's why the wife is the helpmeet, which means a companion antagonist. So there's no place that you will be antagonized greater than in a marriage. Now there's only two options. There's only the witness of God is greater, or an infinite number of truces that you have said, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Now, if we were operating truly as a body, as a Seder, if you will, then that would then be reflected in that smaller group, and then it would be reflected in everything we do. Because you got to hear this. The witness of God is greater. The witness of God is greater. The witness of God is greater. So there'll be no more truces. Anybody know what I'm talking about with truces, or do I have to get specific?
We know, but you can get specific if you want.
we receive the witness of men, back to 1 John 5, 9. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. And that never stops. It never stops. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of the Son. And he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. So you don't have to worry about anything else. It's the witness is in him, and it's finished, and it's over. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And you make God a liar when you come up with a solution, or a principle, or a how-to. And this is why Jesus said in John 5, he said, you search the scriptures, for in them you think you find principles of eternal life. But they are they that testify only of me, and you won't come unto me. So anytime you try to have a principle or a how-to, or how to look, you look in here to solve a problem, then you are making God a liar. Because you're saying that something else other than the sacrifice of his Son is required in that situation. And it doesn't matter whether it's a need or an interpersonal problem or anything. If you receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. And that must be the predicate of your life 24 hours a day, even in your dreams. Can anybody see the hugeness of this? Why is it so rare that you receive the witness of God? Why do you continually walk receiving the witness of men? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? This is real important, and
the witness of men has lots of faces. And the witness of God is simple. And I'm not sure exactly what the water and the blood and the spirit, I'm not sure exactly what that means, but I know that the witness of God is simple. And I know it has to do with his finished.
Well, that's a good place to start. But the witness, the waters have to do with, you know, those times when all of a sudden you feel alone and outside and you want to eat worms or something. Well, that's spiritually what has happened is you've touched a dead body. You've come in contact with a dead body. And so the waters of purification are what, and that's all been taken care of. So even that, the witness of God is greater. You don't need a psychological, I don't care about psychiatrists and psychologists. They can do they're all necessary, I suppose. But all, in every kind of instance, the witness of God is greater.
Yeah, if you've just gone through the purification process and somebody came up and said, you're unclean. God was that you just went through this whole thing, it's all done, it's taken care of. And that's what we can't hear. We just listen to the emotional things in our head and deal with that.
He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this whatever this is always true. Never stops being true. You know, and I had to see that. I mean, I still want to get rid of the pain, but I had to see that even the pain, being in the pain, the witness of God is greater. Now, I hope I can continue to see that. Ronnie's going through the stuff he's going through. You've got to always see the witness of God is greater. It doesn't matter what it is. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. And this life is in the Son. Now, again, the gift of God is eternal life. He has perfected us by one offering. You own all things. Anything that's that says something different. You know, your wife tells you, you should be different. Well, from her standpoint, you should be, because you can never meet her need. Husband says, you should be different. Well, he may not say it, but you know it, because you know him well enough. The witness of God is always greater. And therefore, all can be at peace. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. There's nothing else. In its grand simplicity.
Yeah, I was seeing this thing about part of us would want to do something, to create an atmosphere where everybody could be freely talk or something. The only way to do that truly is to just
be.
Be. Yeah, and there's no middle ground. You can't like partially do that and then partially be. It's just the best way to do it is to just everybody dump everything out there, and you know, and then things get taken care of. You know.
No, every time that I've made a mistake is since we began is because I wanted to do something to speed the process. And I've made a million of them. This is really, really, really big in terms of combating all of the little subtleties that take you away from the truth. And so don't, again, when Paul said, how can you neglect so great a salvation? This is what he's talking about. How about you? How you neglect it, so for an instant you can receive the witness of men. Amen. John.
Witness of men is the witness of the world. That can't be right.
They speak of the world, and the world heareth them. Alrighty, take it, big guy.